please be advised that The AM Archives is a fictional thriller that explores mature themes. It involves imprisonment, extreme violence, murder, trauma, strong language, experimentation, emotional manipulation, and gray morality. Listener discretion is advised.
I know this all seems a bit scary. This building is big and shiny and more than a little intimidating. But I promise you, if you give us a chance, you'll find we're not intimidating in the least. We can help you. That's what we do here. I know, the name can be a bit misleading, the Atypical Monitors, but it's an old name, a holdover from a different time. We don't want to monitor you. We want to make your life better. That's what the AM is for. It's for people like you.
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is Episode 1, People Like You, by Lauren Shippen.
In on one of Agent Green's intakes this morning.
Oh?
I still think he's coming off a little too, corporate?
Corporate?
I don't know, there's something smarmy about it.
I'm confused. I thought I was the one who criticized Owen, and you were the one who half-heartedly defended him. I'll need to study my lines if we're working off a new script.
Don't sass me this early in the morning.
But Samantha is so fun.
Look, I'm glad that coming back to your old job has given you better hours and therefore a life, but you with extra energy is a terrifying thing to behold.
I know. So, what exactly was wrong with Owen's intake?
Nothing, technically. Just, I don't know, he's always so earnest in a way that is automatically suspicious.
Owen's earnestness is never what I found suspicious about him. It's actually one of his better qualities, I think.
God, I always forget you dated him for 3 years.
Yes, a lifetime ago.
Still, it's weird. I never got to see you two interact that way, so it's hard to imagine. By the time I met him, he was already your arch nemesis.
You know very well that Owen was never my arch nemesis.
Are you two talking about me?
Yes.
No.
Ah.
Your intake this morning.
Yes, what did you think?
What
was wrong with it?
I just think that bringing up monitoring is maybe not the best way to make people feel comfortable.
Sam, it is in our name.
Yeah, but by mentioning it, it sort of makes it seem like we are monitoring them.
Well, we are.
Joan.
What? It's true.
Not in the way Sam is suggesting. We follow up. We're not bugging people's phones. Anymore.
Exactly. But the way you said we weren't made it seem like we, in fact, are.
I think it's more suspicious if we don't mention it. We have to at least acknowledge it.
Sam, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you want to do intakes, I'm more than okay.
God, no. That's... Thank you, but no.
It's not the worst idea. You could talk to the clients as one of them. It might be helpful to have an atypical face be the first one they see.
Sure, but can it not be my face? I like talking to people when they're on the other side or settled in, but... feels like asking for trouble to put me in a room with someone who's scared and trying to figure out what's going on. The last thing I'd want is to be explaining our programs to someone and then just vanish and freak them out even more.
Sam, you haven't accidentally time-traveled in months. I'm sure you'd be fine.
All I'm saying is, as an atypical, I think that we shouldn't make them feel more different than they already do coming in here. Pointing out that we're called the atypical monitors, that we're meant to register and watch them, I just don't think that's conducive to building a good client relationship.
You've been reading management books again, haven't you?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll work on a new script, and in the meantime, why don't you accompany me on my next intake?
Thanks, Agent Green. That sounds like a great idea.
One of these days, I'm going to get you to call me Owen.
Yeah, it still sounds weird.
Technically, you should be calling him Director Green.
That sounds even weirder. Sorry.
Don't be. You're right. 6 months, and I'm still getting used to it.
Oh, that must be our new hire. Let the initiation begin.
They'll be down in a second.
Great. Thanks.
You nervous?
No. Yes. Why? Should I be?
Chill, friend. New management is pretty cool.
New management?
Who do you interview with?
Oh, a bunch of people. They really make you go through the ringer, don't they?
Well, it's sensitive work. They kind of have to put you through it.
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to... Look, I was happy to do it. Go through all the interviews.
Oh, boy. You and Owen are going to get along great.
Who?
Green. He's also a people pleaser.
Director Green? Yes, he seemed very nice. He was my last interview.
Right. So he took over just a little while ago and has shaken things up a lot since then.
Ah, new management.
Exactly.
How's that been?
Great for me. They fired a whole bunch of people, basically shut down non-essential services for 6 weeks. And then when we came back, I got a shiny new promotion. Operations manager. Basically a fancy way of saying I run HR and make sure we have enough paper clips. But still, a step up.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Jackson.
Oh, it's, Agent Crawford.
Oh, God. Did you have Asher as your training head?
Yeah. How did you know?
Dude's obsessed with Jane Austen. We've had an Agent Bennett and an Agent Darcy come through here.
Really? Did they have a terribly awkward courtship?
Sadly, no. That would have been a treat. But FYI, I'm all about first names. One of the things I've been pushing since I took over personnel.
Oh. All right, then.
Yeah, I always thought the whole trainee group naming thing was a little hokey. I mean, I guess it's nice to be able to tell who trained with who, but codenames are so Cold War.
You have a point. What do I call you, then?
Just Max is fine.
Then Max.
You'll be all right, Action Jackson. Just be honest, tell your manager when you have problems, be nice to people, especially the clients, and never, ever ask about Tier 5. Dude, I'm just kidding. There's really no monsters hiding in here, trust me. It's basically just, like, a really nice rehab slash hospital. With, you know, your classic secret sub-basement that half the employees have never seen.
Right.
How'd you end up in this line of work, anyway?
Oh, well, I went through one of the AMS programs when I was younger. Division 2.
Oh. Gotcha. So you're one of us.
Us? You too?
Yep.
What do you... I mean, that is... I'm never sure if it's impolite to ask.
I know what you mean. Depending on what the answer is, it can be as harmless as asking someone's zodiac sign, or as invasive as asking who you last slept with.
I'm a Cancer.
What?
My zodiac sign.
Oh, I like you, Jackson. I think we're going to get along just fine.
I'm glad to hear that, Mags.
Don't get too comfortable. Here comes our other director. Joan is a little harder to impress.
Joan.
Bright. Nice to meet you, Agent Crawford. And through here, we have what is essentially a hospital wing. Treatment for physical injuries, mostly. Psychic injuries are dealt with over in...
Tier 2.
Exactly. I take it you've perused our manual?
Just a couple dozen times.
I see Owen was right about you.
I hope so. The manual, it's different than the one they showed us in training.
Yes, it would be. Owen and I took over this branch 6 months ago when the previous director moved to the DC facility.
Headquarters?
Oh, that's right. You just came from there. Though I doubt Wadsworth was mingling much with the trainees.
Wadsworth, was that the former director?
Yes. She moved up and left this place in our hands. And with the help of Sam, we've made some changes to how Division 4 runs.
Okay. What kinds of changes?
This division was started as a primarily scientific research branch decades ago, and while we're still dedicated to advancement, the research in recent years was mishandled.
Mishandled how?
Andrea, come meet the new hire. Jackson, this is Dr. Sharp. She's our chief medical doctor, my MD equivalent.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Sharp.
You as well. You're joining us as?
Patient relations.
Part of the new initiative.
Ah, so you're an atypical.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure Sam is thrilled.
I haven't actually met her yet.
She and Owen are showing a new client around.
Right. Well, welcome to the team, Jackson. I really should get back to it.
How is Alex doing?
The same. No escalation. Yet. But I'm not optimistic.
Well, don't tell him that.
He's unconscious.
No, I know. Thank you for the update, Dr. Sharp. Don't mind Andrea. She's from New York.
Right. So she's new too?
Ish. We poached her from the Los Angeles division about 4 months ago. We needed a new head of medical and got lucky that she was looking to move back east. She's brusque, but brilliant. Helped a Class D get out of a dimensional bubble they'd trapped themselves in.
Is that the patient you were just talking about?
No, Alex is a new case. Well, new to us. He was in the LA facility for a number of years before Andrea brought him here. He's a unique case. Very challenging.
Well, I like a challenge.
Noted.
So, this new initiative, you're hiring exclusively atypicals?
Not exclusively, but the AM hasn't made a great habit of including atypicals in their own care. We want to be different.
Well, that's very admirable, Director Bright.
Call me Joan. You went through an AM program yourself, correct?
Yes, and I would agree with you. Not all of the divisions have an atypical perspective, to their detriment, if you don't mind me saying.
Which division did you go through?
2.
I see.
But I'm very glad to be here. You know, I have to admit something. I've actually read some of your papers, and I gotta say...
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. It's amazing what's in HQ's archives, and when I saw where I was being assigned...
You dug up dirt on all of us?
What I could, at least. Personnel files aren't easy to get your hands on, but...
Lord, my old graduate papers are. How mortifying.
Not at all. I found them very educational.
You know, you don't need to suck up to me. You're already hired.
That's not what I'm doing.
Agent Crawford, I'm so sorry I wasn't there to greet you. Agent Green wanted my help with something. I'm sorry, I'm Sam Barnes. It's good to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Ms. Barnes. Sam.
Good, Mag's already got to you. We're trying to make things a little more casual around here. Imagine it's pretty different from headquarters.
Were things overly formal when you did training too?
Oh, I never actually...
Sam's history with the AM has been less official than that.
Right.
Let me show you the break room. We have conference rooms and the like, but we tend to do most of our meetings in there, part of the casual thing.
I should get going. I've got the Tier 3 checkups today.
Oh, thanks for the tour, Joan.
Anytime.
So, how does it compare?
I'm sorry?
To headquarters.
Oh, right. Well, it's much smaller than I would have thought. Not in a bad way, HQ is enormous, but mostly administrative. And the division I went through was even bigger. This is manageable.
That's the hope. We've been trying to pare down while we figure things out. We're at half capacity in most tiers and still have a bunch of positions to fill. It's not ideal,
You
but...
want to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's the non-official way you ended up working for the AM?
Oh, well, I'm, you know...
Atypical.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still weird sometimes just telling complete strangers that. And I know you are too, but, well, I was alone in my atypicalness for most of my life. And then I met Joan, and, well, long story short, here I am.
Long story very short.
Yeah. Maybe I'll tell you the whole thing sometime. But let's just say I saw a problem, and I wanted to help fix it.
Right. Well, I did hear. Well, there were rumors at HQ about this division. Well, there are rumors about every division, but...
What did you hear?
I wasn't going to say anything, but,
But I'm also an atypical who's new to this?
Well... Yeah.
I get it. For the record, though, you can trust Joan. She may have a longer history with the AM, but she trusts them even less than I do.
But she's the director of one of their facilities.
That's an even longer story.
Huh. I guess I'll have to ask her about it.
I really wouldn't do that.
Ah, so a long, bad story.
You have no idea.
Owen, do you have a minute?
For you, always.
How's the new patient?
Excellent. Should be getting her checkup with Dr. Sharp as we speak.
That should be interesting.
I'm sure Andrew has dealt with the multiplier before. Besides, the patient isn't yet manifesting full copies, so she should be able to handle it.
I'm sure she can.
So, the new recruit. What do you think?
He's clever. Guarded, but clever.
He didn't seem guarded to me when we interviewed.
That's because you take charisma at face value.
There are worse things than giving people the benefit of the doubt, Joan.
Not many. We need to start talking about what to do with Tier 5.
I know, and we will.
Owen.
But we can't rush this. All of them need to be fully reevaluated, and that's a dangerous process. Especially now that we, well, care about the patient's participation in that process.
Keeping them locked up is not an option.
I know.
If we really want to shut down this division's Tier 5, we have to start, even if it is dangerous.
I know. And that's why I think we should close all our other services while we do so.
And deny all our other patients care?
Just for a week. Just while we decide what's to be done with Tier 5.
They're not monsters, Owen.
But they're not all innocent either, Joan. They're not all Mark.
He's coming home in 2 months, and I just want to make sure that this is done by then.
He'll still love you, even if you take your time with this. You're his big sister. He trusts you to do the right thing.
We both know that's not true.
Blame it on me, then. Mark has never had a problem with that in the past.
Let's not open that particular door today.
No, let's not. Okay, look. You haven't had the same exposure to Tier 5 that I have. Some of those people... Some of them are dangerous. Not because of their abilities, but because of who they are.
And that's what we need to determine. Who are we locking up? The person or the ability?
Hey, Max.
Hey, Sam. You're looking wonderful today, as usual.
Thanks. You too. I mean, obviously. Anyway, Jackson here is all tutorialed and ready for his key card.
Oh, you made it. Congratulations.
I did, somehow. Walking through a building is very taxing work.
Well, don't worry. It only gets easier from here.
I assume that's a lie?
A bald-faced one. But don't worry, it won't be too bad. You've got an easy job today. We're going to go around and introduce you to our current Tier 1 and 2 clients and maybe assist on a couple of exercises. Light work.
When you say assist on exercises...
We're mostly just there to instruct and monitor alongside the doctors. We're not testing anyone. We're just trying to help them gain control.
Oh, so we're not...
What?
Are you asking if we use our abilities to assist?
Well, with the new initiative, I thought maybe we...
Only when it's relevant. The clients know who's atypical, but it's more about being able to connect with their experience rather than using your ability to get the job done.
Unless someone has the same ability as yours. Then sometimes it can help. I'm not even technically a part of the patient relations team, but when we have a telekinetic client, sometimes I do exercises with them. Lord knows I need the practice as much as our clients do. All right, here you go. This bad boy will get you into the building and most rooms. All the doors are on the grid, so you just scan and they'll open. Tier 5 and some of the labs need an extra typing code or key, but you'll get those as you need them.
Great. Thanks, Max.
No sweat. Don't lose it, though. They're easy to replace, but anytime we lose one, we have to change all the codes and reprogram the grid just to be safe.
Got it. Pretty tight security, huh?
Yeah, I don't love it either, but, well, atypicals who don't know how to control their abilities yet are volatile. Trust me.
No, I get it. Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. And this place is very, very safe.
Well, that was ironic.
Mags?
Hold on.
Is that the fire alarm?
No, that's a security breach alarm.
Shit.
Mags?
It's Tier 5.
What?
We gotta get to the director.
Hey, should I?
Just stay here.
Do we know which patient got out?
It was cell number 12, so...
Sydney.
The electropath.
Not ideal.
Is there an ideal tier 5 to have broken through security?
He's still contained to the sub-basement. He got out of his cell somehow, but he hasn't breached the main door yet.
Okay, Mags, go to the security bay, lock down the rest of the facility.
Already did. We went mobile, remember?
Thank God for tablets.
Go anyway. Keep an eye on the cameras and radio us if you see anything else.
On it.
Sam, go to the rest of the tiers and explain what's going on. Keep everyone calm. The last thing we need is any typical panicking and...
blowing everything up?
Yeah, I got it.
Owen, deal with the security team. Make sure they understand we're not handling this like Wadsworth used to. No one is to be harmed.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go down to tier 5 and deal with Sydney.
No. No, you're not going alone.
She won't be alone.
What?
Where did
Agent
you come
Crawford?
From?
Crawford!
Let me go with you. I know I'm new here, but I can help.
Fine.
Joan, I still don't think this
we'll
is a good...
We'll be fine. Go talk to security.
Right.
Come on, let's take the stairs down.
So, what are we dealing with?
An electropath. Are you familiar?
In theory. Having an entirely electric gate for the doors doesn't seem like the best idea now.
Our tier 5 cells are customizable. Sydney had a traditional lock on his. Several.
History of violence?
Yes.
And how bad?
He electrocuted 7 people at once. Only one survived. Let's go. Door and then we'll be in the area where most of the cells are. Sydney's is on the left, 6 doors down. Several of the cells are empty, but there are other potentially dangerous individuals down here.
Where's the security team?
We had some problems with some of the people stationed down here, but there's one security officer inside this door at all times.
And we have no way of communicating with them.
We do. She wasn't answering.
Right.
Nicole, can you hear me?
Oh, is she?
She's alive, but her pulse is extremely erratic.
Oh my God, did he?
He did that to her.
Who said that?
What did you say?
The electric man. He did that to her.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
What did he do to her exactly?
I don't know. Lightning came out of his hands and she screamed. And then she stopped screaming, but she was still twitching. So much.
Then what did he do? Did he get through this door?
I don't know. He was just smiling over her twitching. And then he smiled at me, so I hid.
Okay. It's okay now. He can't hurt you while you're in there. But we need to find him.
He tried to open the door, but he couldn't.
Good. That's good.
But that means...
he's still here.
The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Bryce Charles as Mags, Dion Earle as Jackson, Diana Inosanto as Dr. Sharp, and Helen Highfield as Helen. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.